That's the sound of 340 high school students singing in the festival's mixed choir. Having that many together may seem crazy, but Petersburg music teacher Matt Lenhard puts it in perspective.
These are the best of these six states. And at the same time, you have a director who realizes he has 20 hours of rehearsal with a concert right at the end of it to get them all together. So it's that good match of a very powerful conductor and very driven kids and music that they want to perform well.
This is called Flight Song and was a favorite among the students at the event, which this year was held in Bellevue, Washington. The choir conductor was Dr. Anton Armstrong from St. Olaf College in Minnesota. Lenhard says he's world-renowned.
When I saw that he was going to be the director of this choir, I was thrilled and did a little dance because that they would have a chance to work with someone of his caliber. It's huge.
The choir practiced in a big church and later sang at a rehearsal in a performance space. Ben Higgins, a Petersburg senior who sings tenor one, says the acoustics weren't as good in the church, but it was the right place to practice. It produced more of what's called a dry sound, where the music is absorbed by the walls.
If we had practiced in a space with really good acoustics, we could have been listening to ourselves and not have heard what we needed to fix.
One thing that needed to be fixed was pronunciation.
He was very, very precise with how he pronounced our words.
That's senior Kelsa Spurl speaking about the conductor. She sings alto too.
When you have 340 kids saying just a simple word live or something, you have to be very careful how you say it, because if you all end the end just a tiny little bit, then there's a bunch of echoes of the word ending. And so he'd run us over and over on certain words, especially words that began with K. He made sure the audience could hear that we were starting with a K sound.
So were there any exercises for that?
Yeah, he'd have us mark up our music, and then if we'd run through and if there was some of the sections or something that didn't say it correctly, he'd stop us and he'd make us do it over and over. Sometimes he did that six or seven times, just over and over a certain few measures.
All three of Petersburg's students had been to the All-State Music Festival, performing with the best singers from around Alaska. But this was a different level, says sophomore Eva Lenhard, who sings alto too. She says the directors were not the same.
At All-State, it was more of a enjoy the music and get the emotions to sing the music. But at All Northwest, it was very this needs to be perfect, and the technical, the pronunciation and stuff like that.
Wasn't it constant too?
That's Petersburg's teacher again, Matt Lenhard, who is also Eva's father.
It was relentless and just very...
We only sang through the songs completely through without stopping a couple times before the performance. He always stopped us and made sure we were doing everything perfect.
The All Northwest Music Conference is put on by the National Association for Music Education. The event is held every 2 years and consists of honor groups from six states. The students must audition for the festival through recordings. Southeast Alaska had six students accepted. They included three choir students from Haines, Alexandria Habra, Dylan Palmieri, and Rachel Haas. Ella Lubin of Sitka made the All Northwest Band. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.